Now, we've got the same auditor as AFG, Chris Whittingham. The AFG accounts have obviously been in another land compared to reality. I presume we'll be looking for a new auditor here?
That's not a matter that's come up at this time.
But if we want to separate from AFG, clearly it's not a good look to have the same auditor. You would accept that point.
It is something that obviously, when that comes up for consideration, we'll discuss.
Are we going to be setting up our own office somewhere?
We will have to obviously have some place for all our people to be, yes.
Now, have you run a pro and against and for case on the cost of doing all this? New office, new auditor, rebranding, $1 million a year CEO, full board, 6 investment professionals versus giving back the cash to shareholders and doing an in-specie distribution of the listed IBA shares as a first step in liquidation to return the cash to and the value to the shareholders. I mean, you can't trade at a 70% discount to NTA and just go on and all keep your jobs and all take your fees. Why haven't you even looked at returning the cash and moving down that process that mentioned by Rob?
We haven't looked at that process at this point in time. We believe, as I said, without repeating what Robert said and I've said, we believe we have 3 very, very good underlying assets that we will be running, continue to run hard, that will, as we go forward, produce the returns as we wind out those investments. Similarly, we also see other opportunities out there as well.